Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be speaking dental health at the bottom of the hour. Suresh Ladva and Sonal Ladva, L-A-D-V-A, are the inventors of a very interesting toothbrush. And we'll talk about toothbrushing and mental health with the Ladvas, the Ladva couple. They've got a real interesting invention. Suresh is an aerospace engineer, and he developed this very fascinating toothbrush-tongue scraper combination. We'll talk dental health with the Ladvas at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, or even better, if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, please head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also click on the Join the Team link on the Bright Sides, on the Bright Side, the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. If you want to start a home-based business, if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, check out the Youngevity Business Opportunity for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. Call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number today, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment and talk dental health at the bottom of the hour. So I've got a few more things to say about hypothyroidism and fiber. We've been talking about flax seeds. We said there's several mechanisms for fiber's beneficial effects on flaxseed fiber specifically. The beneficial effects of enjoying flaxseed fiber for a poorly functioning thyroid. Fiber, flaxseed fiber contains both soluble and insoluble fibers. It has both kinds, insoluble and soluble fibers. Most of the fiber is probably 60 to 80% of the fiber content is insoluble fiber. That is, it does not dissolve in water. The remainder is soluble fiber. Does dissolve in water. There's a form of soluble fiber we're going to talk about here in a couple of days called resistant starch. You may have heard that term, resistant starch. It's been in the news lately, in the health news lately. Resistant starch is a soluble fiber that does not get digested. It's resistant to digestion, and it has some really interesting properties, especially for weight loss.
Both soluble and insoluble fibers, including resistant starch, have a positive prebiotic effect on gut bacteria. Prebiotics feed and nourish the probiotics, the good bacteria. Why is this important? Well, for one thing, good bacteria, i.e. commensal bacteria. Commensal means eating from the same dish. It's a Latin term. And these commensal bacteria eat our food. They digest our food, or they help us digest our food, I should say. They help us break down our foods. Hence the term commensal bacteria. These commensal bacteria have an activating effect on thyroxin. This is a point that's very often missed by folks who are dealing, and unfortunately they're healthcare professionals who are dealing with patients who have hypothyroidism. The probiotics, the good bacteria, the commensal bacteria that live in the intestine, activate thyroxin. They turn thyroxin from weak thyroid hormone, weak T4, to the stronger, more active form called T3. For hypothyroid patients who are using Synthroid or levothyroxine, you're using a T4 supplement. Synthroid is a T4 supplement. It's the weak thyroid supplement. And you need to have probiotics to activate it into T3. So if you're on Synthroid, it can really help you to start using some fiber. Prebiotic fiber can help turn that T4 into the active form, the superactive form, or the more active form, T3. Synthroid and levothyroxine are every year one of the best-selling of all prescription drugs. Every year since I've been in pharma, since I graduated pharmacy school in 1986, every year Synthroid and levothyroxine collectively are among the best-selling of all prescription drugs. What does that tell you? Well, first of all, hypothyroidism, which Dr. Broda Barnes called the hidden cause of all chronic disease, what I call the jumping-off point from the triangle of disease to all chronic diseases, including heart disease, cancer, autoimmunity. It's an epidemic, and it's estimated that 30 to 40 million people are hypothyroid. That number is probably way low, because some people just assume that their sluggishness and their predisposition to getting colds and cold sores and illnesses are just part of life, part of the aging process. We don't even think to associate, or many people don't even think to associate their symptomology with a poorly functioning thyroid. So this number of 30 to 40 million people who are hypothyroid is probably way low. Also, Synthroid and levothyroxine are considered to be the go-to treatment for hypothyroidism, and because they're relatively benign and free of side effects, a lot of doctors just feel comfortable using these medications as a go-to remedy for anyone who has a poorly functioning thyroid gland. It's almost a guarantee that if you're diagnosed with Hashimoto's hypothyroidism, you're going to get a prescription for Synthroid. Never mind that Synthroid isn't going to do anything to improve the health of the thyroid gland itself. Never mind that Synthroid is not going to do anything to reduce the inflammation associated with autoimmune diseases. You may get a little bit more energy, you may get a little spark of energy, you may feel a little less fatigued, but that stimulating effect is going to wear off as your Hashimoto's or as your hypothyroidism progresses. And you're not going to be helping the gland itself. You're not going to be doing anything for the problem. On the other hand, by using flaxseed fiber, among other nutrients like selenium and vitamin A and MSM sulfur and iron perhaps, by using fiber, flaxseed fiber, to support intestinal health and to support your good bacteria, you can truly have an effect on the gland itself, on the disease itself, on the Hashimoto's autoimmunity itself. Maybe even eliminate or at least reduce the need for Synthroid or any other prescription drugs. One of the really cool benefits about components of fiber and beneficial effects of fiber, flaxseed fiber specifically, is omega-3 fats. I did a Facebook Live, by the way, on omega-3 fats, on essential fatty acids in general. EFAs are just so darn confusing. And there's so much misinformation and misunderstanding about EFAs, from the nomenclature, how we name them, to their effects, to their balance, to how much we get. People think they get enough omega fats because they're eating fish, or because they think they're getting too much omega-6s because they're eating grains and grain oils. It's just so much misunderstanding about these things. And let me tell you something. These things, these essential fatty acids, are so darn important that almost every single health challenge will get worse when they're missing, or will improve when you start to understand how to use them correctly. They're so important. Go to my Facebook page, on my True Treatments Facebook page. I have a really cool Facebook Live that I did on Saturday. It's an hour long, and we talked a lot about omega-3s and omega-6s and the misunderstanding associated with these super, super essential nutrients.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. We're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got lines open for you, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in this segment if we have them. We're going to talk dental health at the bottom of the hour with the Ladvas, L-A-V-V-A, the Ladvas. Their website, if you're interested in taking a look at it, is gettoki.com. G-E-T-T-O-K
T-O-K-I-I. GetToki.com. We'll talk to you. The live is at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls this segment. So I did a Facebook Live, and I'm posting my Facebook Lives on my YouTube channel and hopefully on all my Facebook pages. I'm just having a little, it's a little tricky to get these things on all the Facebook pages, but I did it on essential fatty acids, got a lot of attention, a lot of questions, because there's just so much confusion. In fact, next to minerals, essential fatty acids are probably the most confusing of all the subject matter when it comes to nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Understanding the nomenclature is really it's one of the most, the trickiest part, because we say omega-3 and we say omega-6 a lot. We say essential fatty acid a lot, but what exactly is the relationship between essential fatty acids and omega-6 and omega-3? Well, it turns out, just because something is an omega-6 or an omega-3 does not make it an essential fatty acid. There's only two essential fatty acids. There's lots of omega-3s. There's lots of omega-6s. Omega-3 or omega-6 just refers to a chemical structure that's generic. There's lots of different molecules that have an omega-3 or an omega-6 chemical structure. And it's really fascinating and interesting if you're a chemist, but to the average person, it doesn't really matter. But you can't use the terms omega-6 and omega-3 interchangeably with the essential fatty acids. If you want to read a really cool book on essential, well, probably the two best books for the lay person on essential fatty acids and what they are and how they work are, number one, Udo Erasmus's of Udo's Blend fame. I'm trying to get him on the program. Udo is just a brilliant guy, not just in terms of biochemistry and how he understands fats and fat chemistry. He's just a very powerful spiritual man, too. And he understands the importance of spirituality, our mental and emotional natures, and good physical health as much as any biochemist or nutritional chemist I've ever heard. So anyway, Udo Erasmus wrote the Bible of Fats called Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill. This is the Bible of Fats. It's a little bit technical, not too bad, but a little bit technical. But it's just the ultimate reference source. Anybody who's really interested in the subject, even if you're a layperson, you have to have that book in your reference library. It's the ultimate reference source on essential fatty acids. There's another really good book it's easier to read, a little bit technical still, but it's easier to read. And it's a little bit more specific. It's not as much of a broad reference source as Udo's book, Udo, Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill. It's called The Zone. And it's by Dr. Barry Sears. He wrote it in the 1990s, and it became really popular in the 90s. He's not 100... I don't agree with everything Barry Sears says, I have to say. I agree with everything Udo says. I've found one thing Udo says I don't agree with. But Barry's a little bit of a... Barry's book is a little bit of a screed. He kind of rants a little bit, and he's not always correct, at least in terms of biochemistry. Nonetheless, or his conclusions. His biochemistry is correct, but his conclusions aren't necessarily correct. He's really big on avoiding omega-6s, and he falls for that same misunderstanding that a lot of nutritionists fall for and says that we get a lot of omega-6s. Not true. We don't get a lot of omega-6s. We get a lot of oils that should have them in there, but we omega-6 fats, specifically the essential fatty acid. But we don't, because of cooking and processing, we don't get enough of those either. So Barry Sears' book, The Zone, is also good. Anyway, here's the important distinction and the important point that I want to make. Omega-3 and omega-6 are generic terms. They're not necessarily essential fatty acids, but there is one omega-6 fat and one omega-3 fat that is essential. These are the only essential fatty acids. They're called linoleic acid, or LA sometimes, and alpha-linolenic acid, or ALA. So you got LA and ALA. I'm going to just refer to them as LA and ALA because it's just the names are too unwieldy. So you got LA as an omega-6. There's lots of omega-6s, but only LA is essential. There's lots of omega-3s, but only ALA is essential. The best source, one of the best sources, of course, for ALA is flax. There's also pumpkin seed oil. There's also walnut oil. Green leafy vegetables are one of the best sources, and sprouts are one of the best sources and most underappreciated sources of ALA, alpha-linolenic acid. And then LA is found in corn and soy and safflower and almond, wheat germ. It's pretty much everywhere. This is why people think you get enough of it. You don't, because of cooking and processing, as I said. Now, here's why this is important. One of the reasons why it's important. Fish oil And cod liver oil, they're different. Fish oil is generic. Cod liver oil is specifically from cod. Always choose cod. If you have a choice, fish oil, you don't know what you're getting. Cod liver oil is from the cod, and cod live in the northern Atlantic where it tends to, the water tends to be clean. The ocean where a lot of these fish are caught, you never know what you're getting. So go with cod. A lot of people will do the cod liver oil or the fish oil, and they'll say, well, I'm getting my essential fatty acids. No, you're not. There are no EFAs in fish oil. There are omega-3s. But they're not essential. This is really important. I talk to a lot of people who, when I suggest or recommend that they use essential fatty acids, they'll say, oh, I'm already taking fish oil. Well, that's great, but you're not getting ALA or LA. You're not getting the essential fats from fish oil. Fish oil is great because you're getting some omega-3, but they're not essential. You're going to get something called DHA and EPA. Both of which are extremely important, particularly for the brain and for the nervous system, but they're not essential. Your body can make them. So if you think you're as good as it is, I'm not dissing on cod liver oil, for sure. It's a great supplement, but it's not a good source of the essential fats. Remember, essential means you better have it or you're going to have big problems. I've been in the skin business now for 35 years, and let me tell you something. EFA deficiency, essential fatty acid deficiency, both LA and ALA, is a major cause of skin problems, a major cause of dermatitis and rashes, a major cause of skin sensitivity, a major cause of acne and of eczema and of psoriasis and of dry skin. Yes, if you have dry skin, it's almost a guarantee that you're missing essential fatty acids. And if you're trying to get them from fish oil, it ain't going to work. So if you have any skin issues, among other issues, I don't want to just say the skin, but if you have any kind of skin issues, get yourself on Udo's Blend, which is flaxseed oil plus some omega-6s. It's a great supplement. Or the Ultimate EFAs from Longevity, if you like the capsules. Capsules are nice. The capsules are convenient. They're definitely convenient because you don't have to refrigerate them and you can travel with them, etc. But for concentrated oil, you want the liquid. For traveling, for convenience, to keep at the office, if you want a supplement in the middle of the day, get yourself on this on the capsules, on the Ultimate EFA from Longevity. Always take vitamin E with your essential fatty acid supplements. And essential fatty acids are important for every single system in the body. We've been talking about Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism. Well, guess what? Alpha-linolenic acid is one of the most important, that's the omega-3 essential fatty acid, is one of the most important nutrients for reducing the inflammation associated with autoimmunity. All autoimmunity, including Hashimoto's and Graves' disease. And that's one of the beautiful things about flaxseeds. In addition to all these other things you're getting, in addition to all the digestive support benefits you're getting, you're also getting those omega-3s ALA for anti-inflammation. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-23... I'm sorry, scratch that. We've got our guests coming up in our next segment.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu used his final speech in front of the Knesset Sunday to vow a swift return to office, called his replacement too weak, and called out the Biden administration's efforts to revive the nuke deal with Iran. Naftali Bennett became the new prime minister after a 60-59 vote. Actor Ned Beatty has died, Dan Arathi reports.
Actor Ned Beatty has died. Best known for his roles in the movies Deliverance and Network, Beatty's career spanned more than 150 films and television shows. He was Lex Luthor's henchman Otis in two Superman movies and was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role in Network. According to his manager, Beatty passed away Sunday at his Los Angeles home, surrounded by loved ones. Ned Beatty was 83.
Wasabi will be adding another trophy to his case. The Pekingese was named Best in Show at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show on Sunday, beating out reserve winner Bourbon the Whippet. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
A variant of COVID-19 has become the overachiever in the United States. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus currently accounts for about 10% of the COVID infections in the U.S., something that Dr. Scott Gottlieb says is likely to go up. The former FDA commissioner tells CBS's Face the Nation that he expects it to become the dominant variant in the country and even possibly cause a spike in cases in the fall.
So this is more contagious. It appears that people who get this virus have higher viral loads and they have those viral loads for longer periods of time, so they shed more virus. Right now in the United States, it's about 10% of infections. It's doubling every 2 weeks, so it's probably going to become the dominant strain here in the United States. That doesn't mean that we're going to see a sharp uptick in infections, but it does mean that this is going to take over, and I think the risk is really to the fall that this could spike a new epidemic heading into the fall. The vaccines seem to be effective. The mRNA vaccine seems to be highly effective. Two doses of that vaccine against this variant. The viral vector vaccines from J&J and AstraZeneca also appear to be effective, about 60% effective. The mRNA vaccines are about 88% effective. So we have the tools to control this and defeat it. We just need to use those tools.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Four teams left chasing Lord Stanley's Cup in the National Hockey League. The New York Islanders win Game 1 of their series with the Tampa Bay Lightning, 2-1. Monday night, the Montreal Canadiens will be in the Mojave Desert to face the Vegas Golden Knights at the Fortress on the Strip. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific Time and 10 to 11 Central Time and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got lots of archived information. All our shows are archived with a search engine. If you miss a program, want to review a program, head to brightsideben.com. You can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories and blog posts and videos and lots of good health information on all our websites and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business. You can also call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 if you want to start a longevity business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business and help change the world at the most powerful and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Of course, if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, you can do that as well. Call 866-735-2470 or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and click on the Join the Team link. Also, would like to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with problem skin, for the prevention of post-surgical scarring, and just for taking care of regular old skin health issues, just anti-aging and melasma and dry skin kinds of conditions. You can check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and our 2,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com. Truthreviewed.com for our reviews and truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guests today. Suresh Ladva is a master, has a master's in aerospace engineering and a master's in business administration. He is the vice president of sales for a Fortune 500 company and also the inventor of a very interesting and creative and innovative toothbrush called Toki. That is a combination tongue scraper and charcoal toothbrush. Along with his partner, Sunil Ladva, they developed this product, and you can check out their products on my website, pharmacistben.com, on the lower right-hand corner of the page, or you can also go to their website, gettoki.com. GetToki is spelled G-E-T-T-O-K-I-I, gettoki.com. If you're interested in checking out this toothbrush, I've been using it now for about 3 weeks, and it's very, very effective, and it's very interesting. And tongue scraping is something that I've been a believer in since I first learned about it in pharmacy school many years ago. Please welcome to the Bright Side, the Ladva, Suresh Ladva and Sonal Ladva. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it Mr. and Mrs. Ladva?
Yep, you got it.
Mr. and Mrs. Ladva, great. I'm so glad to have you on. I've been using your product now for a few weeks. Tell us a little bit about how the concept came about and the development and how Toki was born.
Okay, so it's really funny. So I'm an engineer, and I was in New Jersey. I travel quite a bit, and I forgot my tongue scraper, okay? And after a couple of days, I wasn't feeling good, so then I realized that it was because I forgot my tongue scraper. I hadn't scraped my tongue in a while.
Well, hang on to that thought. Hang on to that real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's very interesting. You say you weren't feeling good. Do you mean systemically you weren't feeling good, or psychologically you weren't feeling good, or your mouth wasn't feeling good? How did not feeling good show up?
So Ben, it's funny. You know, in those days, we never heard of COVID, right? So you don't think of COVID right away. I thought I was coming down with something, you know, maybe flu, or it just wasn't right. Okay, and so, you know, then it dawned on me that it wasn't there was anything wrong with me, just that I didn't scrape my tongue for a day. And so that's how it all started.
So you think that you, by not scrubbing your tongue, you had systemic effects, you're saying? Like you just physically didn't feel good from head to toe kind of thing?
No, you just, you know, when you have like a light flu or a symptom of
interesting.
Flu. Yeah, right? And it just didn't feel right. Okay.
So people, when most people hear a tongue scraping, they think of the tongue, or they think of the mouth, or maybe breath. But you wouldn't think that it affects your entire circulatory and system and your entire body systemically.
Yeah. So Ben, it's funny. This is like cutting an onion, peeling layers after layers. So when I did this, I'm just an engineer, right? I don't know anything about the biological or the physiological or anything like that, right? And so on my way back from New Jersey to Orange County in California, I said, you know, if I've forgotten a tongue scraper, how many other people have done the same? So I said, it'd be great to have two in one, all right? And at that point, I started thinking when I came home, my wife, she's more into healthcare and all that. And so she started doing a lot of digging and found out that there's a lot of issues that tongue scraping or lack of tongue scraping does to your overall health. And that was the start of it.
So you say that, you know, a lot of people would have forgotten their tongue scraping, you put it together, but most people that I know don't even know about tongue scraping. So why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, whenever you cross their mind, it certainly wouldn't have crossed their mind, it wouldn't even cross my mind, that there's a systemic value or there's a systemic health value to scraping your tongue. So tell us a little bit about the tongue. I know you have on your packing material, in your marketing material, you have a little schematic of the tongue. Tell us a little bit about the tongue and its relevance to good health, overall health.
Okay, so I'll leave all the technical side of it to Sono, but real quick, from a layman's perspective, right? You know, I just did it because my parents did it, right? My parents and grandparents, I'm of Indian ancestry. And when you start learning about this, like, oh, my God. Let me have Sono talk about this more than I can.
So, Ben, you asked about what exactly is the tongue or why that is so important. Backing up a little, tongue scraping has been part of the science of Ayurveda for the last 5,000 years. Mm-hmm. And without tongue scraping, you kind of cascade into a lot of immunity issues, a lot of health issues that come about. So oral health, if you think about it, your mouth is the gateway to everything, correct? Mm-hmm. We use our mouth to speech,
right.
We use our mouth to eat, and we use our tongue, and We do a good job pretty much for everything except for the tongue, so to speak. Nobody thinks of cleaning the tongue as such, to your point, where you know people who don't even know that there's something called tongue scrape or you should be scraping your tongue, so to speak. And you're absolutely right. And I realized this to my utter shock when I was talking to a couple of dentists in the area. They said that, and they graduated from good universities like Tufts and all. And they said that at dental school, they don't talk about tongue scraping as such. Mm. So when they don't talk about it at an education level, what are the chances that people are going to know about it? Other than the fact that the Eastern culture has it as part of, you know, it's part of their culture. So just like Suresh said, he scrapes his tongue because his parents did, and so did I, for example. You know, we all... But the tongue scraper that we use is a second piece. So there are two pieces. There's a toothbrush and there's a tongue scraper, which is like an inverted U.
So it's built in, yes. Yes, that's very handy. So here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Scraping the tongue, that's a whole different thing than antibacterial. Antibacterial, you could just use mouthwash or toothpaste, I imagine. But scraping is a whole different thing. So I'm going to talk about the specific action of scraping and what that does to the bacteria. We got to take a commercial break. We'll be back talking about dental health, tongue scraping, and the Toki tongue scraper device, toothbrush tongue scraper device, on the Bright Side right after this.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to the Ladvas about dental health. Sonal, before we went to break, you were talking about the importance of tongue scraping for systemic or overall health benefits. And I get the idea about the bacteria, but isn't it, how is scraping different from just rinsing with mouthwash?
So very clearly, mouthwash is important, and I'm important, and I'm not at all undermining, I'm saying you should, nor am I saying that you should not use a mouthwash. But with the tongue scraping, what happens is, if you think about it, when we eat food or we drink coffee or whatever it is, just like we protect our teeth and we brush our teeth because we don't want buildup of tartar and plaque, we forget that there's residue that remains on the tongue. And if you don't clean your tongue and scrape your tongue over a period of time, that buildup, even if you've brushed your teeth and, you know, you've used mouthwash and all that, but you've not scraped your tongue, what happens is the debris on your tongue, then the bacteria starts spreading to your freshly brushed teeth. And guess what? All your brushing then just goes down the drain because not your fault, you just haven't been told that the thin layer of mucus which coats the fleshy parts of the mouth, it gets trapped and it causes bad breath or halitosis. In fact, even if you go on any of these big websites or the big, the kings of oral care or toothbrushes, whether it's Colgate or Oral-B, even they talk about bacteria or debris on the tongue and how it's responsible for bad breath, so the white discoloration. So the reason it's different than just brushing or just using mouthwashes with a scraper, it's a tool which, first of all, has only a forward movement. So everything that you have on your tongue comes out into the sink. Mm. Contrary to that, when you use a mouthwash or even tongue brushing, which is also a thing in our culture, especially here in the West, many people do that. At the back of the brush, sometimes you have a silicone patch and you brush your teeth or brush your tongue. What happens is the front and back movement, the forward and backward movement, in that process, when you do the backward movement, you're actually shoving or pushing stuff down your throat, not realizing it. Whereas a tongue scraper, clearly, you put the scraper in your mouth, start from the back, and just pull forward. So there is no backward movement, which means everything is getting spooned out. Mm. So So that is why that's far more potent, and you do it about 7 to 14 times indicatively for the tongue to completely get cleaned.
I notice it's invigorating too, tongue scraping, do you think?
Yes, it is. And so another part of the science of Ayurveda also says or explains that when you massage your tongue, because scraping is kind of massaging. Now, a lot of people may not realize that the tongue actually, just like when you go to massage parlors and they massage our feet and our hands and it feels completely blissful and divine and you're in a different zone, that's because there are certain points that are getting massaged on the soles of our feet. And you've probably seen pictures of the soles of the feet or hand which have different organs listed on it, and when you massage each point, you know, you feel rejuvenated. Similarly, the tongue has place for each of or a lot of organs on it. So there's the liver, there are the intestines, everything's there on your tongue. There's a map.
Like reflexology, like the way reflexology works, or your earlobe
correct.
Works, or iridology. The
correct.
Tongue also has...
Correct.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yes, so there is a map of the tongue. And when you scrape that, to your point about you feel rejuvenated, is because the nerve endings, when you're massaging or scraping the tongue, the nerve endings carry the message to those organs, and you feel alive.
Wow, that's very interesting. Now, what about all the different taste centers on the tongue? Are those affected at all by, like, do you taste food better? Does it awaken? Yeah. Like
yeah,
astringent taste?
Because all the debris after you've eaten all these meals and all that, what happens is that if you don't scrape your tongue or if you're not in the habit, you continuously keep eating more to get the same amount of satisfaction.
Oh, wow.
Because it's coated. And so I'm not making any claims, but there are articles, if you read some of the articles, they say that if you scrape your tongue, you reach the level of satiety faster,
quicker.
So you get satisfied faster and quicker, correct? And you taste the flavor better. So there are taste buds on our tongue also, which there are 6 or 7 tastes. They everything from astringent to sour to salty to sweet to bitter. So each portion of the tongue is able to, you know, kind of taste those flavors. And for overall health, actually, it's important to have all the tastes in your food. For satiation. So they also say, some of the articles also go to the extent of saying that if you regularly scrape your tongue, you eat less, so there is a very indirect connection with weight loss or not gaining weight because you're satisfied, so you eat just as much as you want.
So you get invigorated, your organs get stimulated, you taste food better, and you have better oral health. And you have better systemic health as well, all from scraping the tongue. Those Ayurvedic practitioners, those ancient Ayurvedic practitioners were pretty sharp, pretty clever bunch. Or was it just Indians, ancient Indians that figured this out, or was it other cultures?
I think Asian overall. In fact, Ayurveda and even Chinese, traditional Chinese medicine, there is a whole science which is based on tongue analysis. So when you go to doctors who are experts in this field, the first thing they'll ask you is pull your tongue out. And based on the discoloration or the health of your tongue as they see, they're literally able to say that, okay, your liver seems to have got impacted or, you know, there are chances that your heart health is compromised. In fact, oral health overall, we have studies from Harvard and all which are now connecting overall oral health to heart attacks, to Alzheimer's. I just read a study, very interesting study, where they did a postmortem of 20 people who died of Alzheimer's, and they found that those 20 people, there was something called gingipin in their brain. And what gingipin was, it was the bacteria that was caused by gum disease, gingivitis. And that had traveled to the brain, and the onset of dementia happened because of that. And that led to Alzheimer's in the long run. So there are newer and newer studies coming out which are connecting oral health to the entire, ultimately it's the same human body, isn't it, Ben? Everything will impact everything.
That's right.
If you leave it.
It's a hologram. Everything's connected to each other. It's one unit. That's absolutely the case. That's what we talk about in this program all the time. All right, so tongue scraping. That's the most important part. But there's also brushing the teeth is also important. Do you have any recommendations for people how they should brush? I know your toothbrush has charcoal in it. Tell us a little bit about what you recommend for how you brush, and also tell us a little bit about the charcoal.
So if you ask any dentist one-on-one, they will say that the only type of bristles you need is soft bristles, which is why Toki has only soft bristles. It does. You don't need medium and hard. On the contrary, if you use medium and hard, because we're so, we've wired ourselves so much that we only think that if we do it more aggressively or harder, only then we our teeth will be clean. But that's far from the truth. So the soft bristles, you brush your teeth in circular motion. A dentist will teach you, you brush it in circular motion. And more towards the gum, not so much towards the teeth or the enamel. It really doesn't require you to, you know, kind of as if you're scraping or cleaning your toilet. So we have to be mindful that our mouth is not some surface that we're trying to clean either with a broom or a vacuum cleaner where aggression is required. So we don't have to brush off. It's not a grill. So it's supposed to be just soft. What charcoal does is it penetrates through the teeth, the infused charcoal, and there's very little on this. So normally charcoal has the impression of being abrasive because people imagine it as charcoal powder.
Yours is not abrasive. Yours is definitely not abrasive. No, it's very pleasant, actually. And it's a really neat concept, and it's a very interesting device. Like I said, I've been using it for a couple weeks now, and I like it a lot. So how do people get this? Is it in stores or is it just on the internet?
Right now, it's on Amazon and on GetToki.com.
Okay, so Amazon.com and GetToki.com. You can also get it at PharmacistBen.com. Thanks so much for doing this. Thanks for your invention. It's a very, very clever idea, and I am a big believer in tongue scraping. So we're kindred spirits in that regard. Thanks for being on The Bright Side so much, Suresh Ladva and Sonal Ladva. Best of luck to you as well. All right? Thank you, guys. Have a great day. GetToki.com. Get, G-E-T, Toki, T-O-K-I-I, GetToki.com, and also PharmacistBen.com, and you can also get the brush at Amazon on Amazon.com. That's all the time we have for today, friends. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I am a Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.